Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
MARA advances international growth strategy with leadership appointments and regional headquarters in Europe. MARA Holdings, a leading digital energy and infrastructure company, has appointed Gerard Mestrelet as senior advisor and François Garçon as general manager of Europe. The company has established its new European headquarters in Paris, France. These strategic moves mark a significant milestone in MARA's international growth strategy, positioning the company at the heart of Europe's energy ecosystem. With Mestrelet's vast industry experience and Garçon's background in finance and technology, MARA aims to expand its impact in Europe. Garçon, who has over 20 years of experience, will oversee MARA's European operations from the new headquarters and establish joint ventures with leading European energy companies. MARA is focused on leveraging computing technologies to collaborate with global energy majors and drive innovation in electricity generation worldwide.
Colombia's hidden gold: how modern tech can unlock millions from legacy mine waste. In Colombia, ES Gold Corp is leading the way in unlocking hidden wealth from legacy mine waste using advanced processing technology. By responsibly mining, ES Gold is turning environmental liabilities into sustainable growth. Joining them are mineral miners such as Newmont Corp, Barrick Mining Corporation, Franco-Nevada Corp, and Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, all strengthening their positions in the global mining sector. ES Gold's fully permitted joint venture in Bolivar showcases how modern tech can transform discarded material into scalable, high-margin production, revealing significant quantities of gold and silver. This innovative approach not only addresses environmental challenges, but also taps into an untapped resource, highlighting the potential for valuable discoveries in overlooked areas.
Falling battery prices could accelerate EV uptake. Electric vehicle battery prices have dropped to record lows, potentially speeding up EV adoption globally. Lithium-ion battery costs for vehicles are now around $57 per kilowatt-hour for LFP chemistry and $61 for NMC chemistry. As prices continue to fall, future EV models from companies like Bollinger Innovations Inc. could see significant improvements. Tiny Gems, a platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit tinygems.com. EIA says at least 50% of additional power capacity in 2025 will be solar. The United States Energy Information Administration reports that 50% of new electricity generation capacity in 2025 will be from solar energy. This data comes from a recent survey conducted by the EIA, indicating a positive trend for solar energy in the U.S. This shift opens up market opportunities for companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited that extract critical metals for energy production. For more insights into the mining industry, check out Rocks and Stocks, a platform within the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN, offering tailored corporate communication solutions and broad reach for companies looking to connect with investors and consumers.
UGI system upgrades in Stroudsburg could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Stroudsburg on September 2nd, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. This initiative also presents an opportunity for homes and businesses along the project route to switch to natural gas. The construction will take place on Scott Street between North 9th Street and Bell Terrace, with work scheduled from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, expect road closures, detours, and parking restrictions, as well as some interruptions to natural gas service. The new gas main installation should be finished by the end of September, with final paving to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can reach out to UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion at ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.